Where did we leave off? At the little outhouse yesterday?
Well, we've gotten a little past that. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to screw in a new... Nowadays.
A new bulb?
Okay. And to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a clothes.
Trying to get the pronunciation of these words, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how's that? Think that would catch you?
and a long time ago, if you open up a bottle, the thing you stick in to close it back up.
Cork?
What would you call it if it's made out of glass? Would you still call it a cork?
Technically, that isn't the word for it if it's glass. I don't know what the word is.
Would you refer to it as a... cork either way, or?
Not knowing the correct name for it, I just say a stopper.
Okay.
Cork, stopper.
And this is something that,
Do you by chance know the correct name for the glass one?
I would just say cork or stopper myself. I don't know.
I'm thinking of plunger, but that wouldn't be the right word either.
What about a musical instrument you blow on like this?
Well, you want me to say harp or harmonica?
Which did you blow on?
We always call it a French harp.
What about the one like this?
That's a Jew's harp. Can you play it?
Uh-uh.
I used to.
I've seen it before. I've never...
But you can't get a good one no more. You can't get good Jew's harps anymore.
How come? They just not...
I don't know. They just don't make them like... We used to pay about... Even in Depression days, pay about $4 and something. For one, when you got it, you had a good one. Now you can pay... Even down here at the music store, they have them. I think they're for about $2.10 or something. Most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't play like the old time one.
Was that used in French music at all, the Cajun music?
Well, let's say it was used a lot in country music.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Frenchmen play a lot of country music.
And do you remember having wagons much when you were growing up?
For sure.
The thing is that if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden teeth that comes between them.
That's the thing you do all your rattling with, the tongue.
Okay. And with a buggy, you back the horse?
I don't remember what they call them, because they did away with a buggy, I think, when I was about 3 years old. I can remember riding in a buggy. Our own buggy at home.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of bills or drafts or shads? Anything like that?
Fills, drafts.
Or shafts, or shaft.
Shaft, yeah.
Was that what it was on the buggy?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. Too little to remember.
Okay. And, you know, on the with wheels, the thing that runs across and connects one to the other.
Well, that's your axle.
And with the wagon wheel, on starting with the inside, you'd have the hub, and
mm-hmm.
the spokes come out.
Yeah.
And they fit into the
rim.
What's the rim made out of?
Yeah, it all depends. When I was a little boy, it was made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Oak wood. I watched my grandpa make a mini one of them things. Start from scratch.
Was the rim the very outside edge that touched the ground?
No. You had your hub, which
mm-hmm.
was made out of wood, and steel rings come around it to hold it together. And you had your spokes, which you used to be out of pecan, hickory, or oak.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had your wooden rim that fitted into the spoke, you see, to form the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And over that you had the tie,
mm-hmm.
which was made out of steel, or iron, rather.
Did you ever hear the term belly or feller used to describe part of the wagon wheel, what you're calling the rim? Do you remember, you saw your grandfather make it, do you remember seeing certain sections of it?
Well, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what he called them. See, the wooden rim came in sections like
mm-hmm.
this.